like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
This is It's Movie Time.
It's Movie Time.
And you are visiting us again.
Again, I love it. I'm taking over.
Only a pandemic could get you in
That's
there.
That's okay. Also, I love it because not only can we review movies, we can also conduct full body cavity searches at the same time.
There's a movie on Netflix called Horse Girl.
Yeah, new movie.
Yeah.
Starring the wonderful Alison Brie, TV background. She has recently found a greater degree of fame on the Netflix-produced show Glow. And now she has co-written this movie, Horse Girl, with a guy named Jeff Baena. He's also a director.
Yes. We're mining Netflix now.
Yeah. I mean, you want to see new releases, right? Yeah. We can't go to the theater. We can't see new stuff. Here is a new feature film.
There's a word that comes to my mind. Weird.
I have several words. By turns, awful, compelling. Okay. I was laughing at this movie, but I was laughing at other parts I suspected they didn't want me to laugh.
I think Baena and Brie purposely keep this thing major ambiguous because there's a sci-fi part of this.
She's
a dweeby 30s, would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, who has very little social interaction except with her extroverted roommate. Mm-hmm. And with Molly Shannon.
Yeah, she works at a craft store.
Shannon's more like a mother to her. Her roommate has to bring in a guy for a date on her birthday.
Right. And which goes surprisingly well the first time she meets him. So the long and short of the plot of this film, what little of it there is, Alison Brie is exhibiting some strange behaviors. We're told maybe going slightly insane.
Sure.
She feels like she is a clone of her grandmother.
Right.
And that she's being abducted by aliens.
Yeah, right. Now and then she'll bleed through her nose.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she might leave her car at a corner, go home, and not remember.
Yeah, she has no concept of time. You can't take your eyes off of this movie. That doesn't mean it's good. They plant these seeds that she's actually really experiencing this. The stuff with the time. There's a shot from Molly Shannon's perspective where she looks out the front door of the craft store and she sees the tail end of that horse walking by.
Ah, yes.
Tells you that, yes, she's right. This is going on. These aliens are playing with our time structure, etc.
But, you know, most of the time I'm feeling she's mentally disturbed and that she's just really deteriorating. And this is probably the take of everybody who comes in contact with her. Mm-hmm. Now, for instance, she loves this horse, which was formerly her horse. And she goes to the stable. The horse owner is reluctant to have her there because she wants to take care of and she wants to talk
to the customer. For insurance reasons, she shouldn't be around this horse.
No, because she's
crazy. But it's interesting because they do acknowledge that she at one point owned the horse.
I know that, but they never tell you what happened. Here's the thing about these filmmakers.
Yeah.
They keep this thing so ambiguous.
Are they keeping it ambiguous or are they just sloppy filmmakers?
No, they may just be sloppy. On the other hand, I think it's like Ed Wood. I think he really knew what he was doing. If you look at a filmmaker and you say, are these people just sloppy filmmakers? I don't think so. They have purposely kept it the most ambiguous movie of the year.
It's got these psychological thriller elements.
You know,
A little bit of Hitchcock. There's some black comedy elements to it. At the end of the movie. At the end of the film, near the end of the film.
Right.
She's running around in this full body suit with a head covering.
Yes.
That looks like it's made out of curtain material. And there's this little curtain rod in the back of her outfit. Her boyfriend undresses her by pulling the curtain rod down. Now, that's silly, right?
Of course
funny.
It fits into the material motif in the store, in the craft store, when they're pulling that stuff out.
I know.
The material was a protective kind of material. I think it was an orange color.
Yeah.
And I think Shannon tells her that this is...
A lady in the store says that this has good energy.
There's their attempt to pull some things together. But that ending, because you're not going to learn a thing from the ending.
No, you don't.
Otherwise, you're going to be completely confused.
What you learn is that these people might be off their rockers. I want to give this a grade. I would give this a D, I think. A C minus or a D. But I'm left... rather confused, I'm left having to give this movie a B minus.
Exactly the grade I'm going to give it.
Yeah.
But you're left with all kinds of doubt.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.